Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode, episode 5. I'm so excited to be here again playing more Starfinder. I love this game to pieces, and because I love this game so much, I want to make sure that all of you understand what's going on. So, we're going to talk about mechanics every once in a while in these intros, and the first one I'm going to bring up today is skills. Now, skills are a very particular interest to us because they are going to happen a lot in a role-playing scenario. See, skills are a list of essentially 20 skills you can be proficient at, including bluff, diplomacy, disguise, engineering, profession skills, stealth, sleight of hand, all these words you're hearing. If I say, oh, make a computer's check, I'm telling them to make a skill check. And certain classes are better at certain skills than others. Mystics and technomancers are good at mysticism, which is knowing about mystical creatures and spells, while Gorbash the soldier is good at athletics because it requires a lot of strength. Different classes get a different amount of skill ranks per level, and ranks are essentially a group of numbers you can spend on skills to make them better than they already are. Gorbash gets 4 plus his intelligence modifier of skills every level from being a soldier, which is very small compared to our operative that is getting 8 plus his intelligence modifier skill ranks every single level. See, Gorbash is getting a total of 4 because he has a 10 in intelligence, and Tarkus is getting a total of 11 per level. And that's why you can see all of the crazy skills coming out from Tarkus and some of the other members of the group, and not a lot coming out from Gorbash. But you know what? That's okay. His class does not shine in the skill department, but it will shine in the combat department. And that's kind of the balance that happens between these different classes. Well, that's all for the mechanics for today. Have fun in the episode. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, what are we thinking? We got to get a cool team name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me make myself clear. I have security footage of such event.
Natty one!
Why, if it isn't Dr. Squish!
Oh my god!
Turn around.
And out of the corner of your eye, you look over and you see this. Okay, welcome to another fucking episode. This time, after you guys have spent all your time either talking and flirting with employees or forcing the social manager of the resort to build you an aquarium, or buying things, or getting well-fitted, or researching some of the sketchy shit you guys heard. after all of that, it bumps around to 6 p.m. unless somebody has any pressing things they really need to do before the party.
I gotta change. I gotta change into my clothes.
That's true. Do you have any formal wear?
Yeah.
Nice, okay.
I got it all.
You get changed into your formal wear.
I'm also going to change.
Nice, okay.
I remain in my formal wear.
I still have the sword in my back crevice.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, perfect.
I have a couple of grenades, a knife.
And I have the glove on.
Okay, cool. So you have a couple of grenades and a knife, Gorbash?
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm not allowed to have my railgun, am I?
Your railgun? No. Is that a long arm?
Yeah,
we just can't.
You can't have it.
Okay.
Then I have my sonic gun and my shiv.
Great. Yes.
Just no two-handed weapons.
Yeah, no two-handed weapons. And no. Yeah, no. Sorry, not no two-handed weapons. Only small arms and melee weapons.
Good.
One-handed
Cheesy.
Melee weapons.
Easy.
Yeah. Oh, then I'll take this dueling sword.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So you're going to have that on the outside of your suit?
Yeah, just like a...
is it...
Also, Tarkus shows up with a cane.
Oh, yes. Tarkus with a cane, yep.
Also, fantastic. It's worth noting, Dr. Squish doesn't have any formal wear. He's just going to pull up in his lab coat.
Oh, okay, nice. No, that's chilling, dude. Yeah, the old professor at the ball, yeah. Tarkus, is there anything about that cane you want to talk about? Is it a...
Nope.
Okay, is it what I think it is?
Yep.
Okay, good to know.
It's probably what I think it is then, too.
So he's got a bedazzled cane. Nom's got a little suit on, and
you know what?
Nom's gonna come without any weapons. He's gonna put all his weapons away. He fought super hard to put all these weapons on you guys.
What, you can't even hide a fucking pistol on you? Here, give me your pistol, Nom.
We're going to a gala. I would like
just
to be...
Just give me your pistol if you're not gonna bring it.
Okay. He hands it to you.
I put it in my pants.
Okay. great. So, the night of the gala arrives. It's around 6 p.m. and you all get a little ring from the old Philip Kosner. He says, guests, and staff, we are all having an opening party at Taste of a New Elysium. Everyone make your way to the Taste of New Elysium Hall right in the center of the main floor, the first floor, the best floor. Don't tell people who run the gym that I said that. All right, everybody, make your way over. Make sure to wear your formal wear if you have it. See you all at the party.
Wow, he's really got no charisma.
Oh, poor Philip.
What, he seems like a pretty popular Philip guy
will
to
remember
me.
That.
Okay.
And you step inside, and it's a bunch of people in formal wear. The lights are, like, incandescent looking. They're not, like, harsh LEDs. It's like simulated candles. There's four beautiful like floating chandeliers that like glimmer in the light. You can smell all these like beautiful like little finger treats and like a main course being cooked somewhere close by. You can hear there's an expansive bar where people are at ordering drinks. There's like tables with white cloths on them and floating centerpieces that give off little holographic light. Little shimmers and things, and there's lots of people mingling, and a lot of the people you've seen before, the Buzz Blades are there, and they are all in formal attire, and Yaze looks at you guys and is like, oh hey, what's up guys, how you doing? Oh, you all look real good. Wow, look at you guys.
I go, ugh, this person.
What was that?
Nothing.
Okay,
what's up Yaze?
I walk away.
What's up?
Walk up to him like all intimidating.
What's up, Gorbash? Hey, what's up, Dr. Squish, was it, right?
I walk away to get some food.
Okay, see you later, Squish Man. All right. And, of course, we got Nom824. Hello. And Tarkus. What's going on, Tarkus?
It's awful.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. What, you haven't visited the pool yet? The pool. We get your hopes up. It's so cool.
Yeah, what are you so sour about, Tarkus?
My hand still feels like it's got a fat man laying on it.
Oh, no.
Well, you got that upgrade, huh?
Hey, Tarkus, come here real quick.
Oh,
she like, grasps your hand with both of her hands, and she says, it's gonna be all right, buddy. And she slips, like, a pill into your hand and, like, closes your hand on it. And she steps away and gives you a little wink. Heh-heh.
Yaze, you just made this day a whole lot better.
You got no fucking clue, Tarkus. Just you wait, buddy.
And
she's like,
you got a big story.
All right. Tarkus is just gonna pocket that pill real quick, and he's gonna go over towards the drink area as well.
Okay. Let me give you guys.
And he's gonna sit next to Dr. Squish because he's a slug.
Nice. Okay, let me give you guys a little bit more of a description as you're entering and you're milling about. So it's like three double doors that open into this like hall. It's like a very nice classy party. Opposite of the doors you came in, there's a stage that's raised from the main floor by several steps. There's a holographic chamber orchestra with a dozen members that are playing softly It's nice music. It's in between elevator music and like symphony music you have to listen to. It's like right in the, like, you don't notice it, but it's nice in the background. And the stage of the rest of the stage is open. To the right and left sides of the room are dining tables, and they each have a lavish buffet. There's beverage fountains, there's ice sculptures depicting sleek animals from various worlds. There's a bar next to each buffet in addition to the big one. And there's lots of well-dressed guests just milling about and talking to one another. Dr. Squish, make a perception check really quick.
It's only 11.
11. So you're eating, and everything's going fine. You don't see anything. Until a very large hand rests on your shoulder and goes,
"Why, if it isn't Dr. Squish."
Oh my god!
I turn around.
You turn around, and you see a white uplifted polar bear. Your nemesis.
Dr. Grumpulus.
Dr. Squish. So good to see you here.
Why are you here?
Well, the university gave this to me as my time off. I'm getting paid on this vacation.
I am too.
Oh, good to hear. I'm certain your newest paper is going to come out soon and will be critically acclaimed.
You know, it would be, but I'm taking some time off for some personal reasons, so I'd appreciate it if you backed off.
Of course, of course. Some people just can't take the... Some people just can't take the hardcore marine biology life. I understand. Who's your friend here? The tall one with the black eyeballs.
This here is Mr. Tarkus. Tarkus Black Eye.
Mr. Tarkus, nice to meet you.
Oh god, a bear. So... Tarkus is just going to take his paw, give it a good shake. The skin's going to turn a little darker because he's like, oh god, it's a whole bear.
This bear
is looking up at a whole polar bear.
It's 10 feet tall. It's a large creature, so it takes up a 10-foot by 10-foot square.
Says, oh, very nice to meet you, Tarkus. What field do you study?
I'm more of a field researcher myself, sir.
Oh, I believe that. Well, Dr. Squish, it was very nice to see you. I hope to see you around.
I can't say.
I kill him! No.
Oh, Dr. Squish, always the jokester.
And he's like, stomps off a little back into the party.
My mood just gets a lot worse.
Aw, poor Dr. Squish.
Dr. Squish, who was that guy? Why was he so...
That's Dr. Grumpulus.
Horribly polite.
He is another rival...
Dr. Grumpulus?
Grumpulus. He's my rival professor. He also teaches marine bio. He thinks he's so smart, but he has no idea what he's talking about. He doesn't even know.
Uh-huh.
He needs to learn to respect his
others. And maybe like 30 minutes into the party, they start handing out like little fizzy drinks on drones. Like, come by and like offer you little fuzzy like champagne glasses with drinks in them. Great. And there's
Tarkus is gonna pop that pill with the sizzly drink. He's gonna be like, Yaga.
Alright.
Yaga.
Alright, you're
feeling... really just about to take this pill. Some random motherfucker gave me.
So the pain.
Let's go!
The pain in your hand subsides a lot within like 5 minutes. Like, substantially so. It is like almost gone. To the point where like the tips of your fingers, it's kinda hard to feel things. But the rest of the hand is fine, but the painkiller is real with whatever this pill is. And there's a little, as you guys are milling about in a group, this little Yosoki little guy comes walking up
he's got a pair of glasses and he fiddles with them, and he goes, what's up you guys, it's Talk here with another video today. We're meeting these people. Hey guys, what's your names, where you from, what's going on here? Hi, my name's Talk Crower. That's my name, don't wear it out.
Crower.
It's like these guys are a bunch of nerds just not talking to me. What's going on? What are you
doing? Oh, is it you, little guy, talking?
Yes, it's me. I'm talking over here. Yeah, rude.
What's up? What do you want?
My name is Talk, and I do some video blogging on the Infosphere.
You don't have my consent to put me on the internet.
Oh, we got one of these no consent people.
If you do, I'll kick your ass.
Oh, go, boy. Oh, viewers would like to see that. Yeah.
I'm rolling a sense motive.
Okay, go ahead and roll a sense motive.
That is eight.
Eight. So, he's hard to read, but he's a weird fellow. Everybody roll a culture check for me to see if you know who this guy is.
Ashkenaz
roll culture. Oh, oof.
Wow. Nine.
Okay.
19.
Okay, so Dr. Squish and Tarkus Black Eye, you know this guy Talk, usually known as Crower. He broadcasts, he's pretty famous on like what is like Space Twitch for broadcasting pretty like tawdry material, like fights. And he, like, tries to poke fun at people and, like, get a reaction out of them. And you're not sure how the fuck he got invited to this to this resort.
I don't have time for small people like you. Get out of my face.
Oh, boy. Oh, how small am I, buddy? How small? And he starts, like...
It's not your physical Dr. size. Squish. It's your personality. Get
you're
a real job.
Always a savage. I love it.
A real job, buddy? I've got a real job. You want to know how...
You heard the doctor. Go on. Scram.
Get out of here. All right.
Gonna intimidate him.
Oh, shit. Okay, roll to intimidate.
27.
All right, buddy. Okay, I'm going. And he walks off and he goes, wow, weren't those guys just a fucking crazy? And he just starts walking.
Thank you, Gorbash.
Yeah, no problem, doctor. Get
on
I got
my
your
nerves.
Back. Yeah, I didn't like that little guy either. So what do you say? What do we? We should hit the dance floor. Look for some cuties.
I'm willing to hit the dance floor.
Dr. Squish is big into the honeys.
What about you, Tarkus? Anybody you scanning in the crowd? I'm looking at that big old bear over there.
You don't.
What? You don't. I like me.
Tarkus is gonna make a perception check.
Fuzzy.
You're gonna make a perception check for what?
To see if the surgeon is there at the ball.
Okay, go ahead.
Here goes Tarkus. Roll. That's a nat 20.
Yeah, oh, shit. So. She's there.
He's going to find
she's there. But she's like, yeah, you like
the eyeballs.
You eagle eye her, yeah, with the eyeballs.
Well, and you're fucking like 7 feet tall, so you see over the crowd just like.
Oh my god.
So your head just. You don't even have to look for very long. It's like a. You're like, oh, I wonder if she's here, and like in your absent-minded, just looking in one direction, she's right in your line of sight, and she's like leaning up against the wall, talking to a half-elven woman with silvery hair, who's Voralyn, the gardener, and she's in a very pretty gown, very sleek, very simple, and she's kind of like arms crossed, like leaning against the wall, like not really mingling with a lot of people. But as you're going in, the lights start to dim, like dim around the room. And then stage lights come up as the orchestra swells and then fades out and the holographic orchestra disappears. And Philip Kalsner comes on stage with a microphone along with a girl in a lab coat, a human woman.
Are you serious?
A human woman, very tanned skin. And Philip comes online in an amplified voice and goes, "Dear guests, as most of you know, my name is Philip Kalsner." And someone in the crowd pipes up, "Hi, Philip." "Oh, hello, Judith. I'm your host here at New Elysium." And then he gestures toward the girl standing on stage with him.
He says, "This is Dr. Sidrani Loman, who manages our spa and medical facilities. She's my counterpart in making sure everything's just right for you. Dr. Loman?" And the person in the lab coat takes the mic, says, "We're happy to have you all here with us. We know you'll love your stay, and we hope you'll tell everyone you know just how much you enjoyed it. This celebration is just the beginning." Philip, and they all raise their glasses, and then everyone in the crowd starts picking up what's going on, and they start holding their glasses up in like a toast. And Philip says, "Here's to a blissful stay in New Elysium. Please enjoy the rest of your evening. Yeah." And then the crowd is like, "Woo!" There's some like light golf clapping, and then people take a little sip of their fizzy champagne glass drinks. And then you see Yaze come on stage, and she's like whispering something to Philip, like, "I should pass." Philip's like, "Oh, all right.
Sorry, one moment of your time. I would like to introduce all of you who don't know them to the Buzzblades. They have an announcement."
And the Buzzblades come on stage.
These fucking guys.
the team that plays Brutaris. You got, to recap, the female Vesk lizard girl. You've got the agender, like, amber android girl. You got the Lashunta girl, basically a human with antenna. You got the guy with the giant name, Koff. Who's the Kasatha with four arms, long head. You got a dwarf, and you've got an older human who always has his arms crossed. And they all come on stage, and Yaze is like, Hey, if you guys don't know, we were the people that were attacked by some pirates on the way here. But thanks to New Elysium Security, and a couple of friends we made it out of there just fine, and even though I was very scared, really, we were as safe as we could be this close to the resort. So, I would actually like to welcome up the people I met that saved our life. These fine folks over here. And some spotlights, like spot on you guys.
Is it like radiation?
Yeah. It was nice radiation for Fimbria. They're like, "Come on stage. We got a little surprise for you guys." And you can see, like, the others are, like, gathering things and, like, putting them together. Like, "Come on over."
Can I roll, like, a sense motive?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. I got a natural one.
Oh, Fibria. You know what? This is so weird. You've never had anybody, like, spotlight on you before.
I deserve this.
It's, like, it's beautiful, and it feels good, but it's also, like, all the eyes in the room are on you, and you're like, okay, all right, it's getting real.
I got 11.
I rolled a 23.
Okay, whoa. So, Tarkus, it looks like this feels a lot like they're gonna give you a gift. And you're pretty sure that's what's happening right now. They're like gathering things amongst themselves. It looks like they're straight up gonna give you a fucking gift right now.
I go ahead and head up. I go my old man speed though. I have no rush.
All right,
Dr. Squish, need me to help you up to the stage?
No, I can make it.
I'm gonna walk behind Dr. Squish.
All right,
I'm gonna light up a cigar.
Yeah, Tarkus is gonna get on stage as well.
All right, everybody slowly makes their way on stage, behind Dr. Squish. All right, here they come. They'll be here any second now. All right. And then you guys get on stage, and she goes, "Yeah, these are cool guys. We got Dr. Squish over here. Say hello, Dr. Squish."
Hello, Dr. Squish.
Yeah, we got Nom824.
Hello.
We've got Tarkus over here.
Greetings.
We got Fimbria over here, and she, like, gives you a wink.
Hey there.
Real quick. And we got Gorbash over here.
Greetings.
Hey, look at him, everybody. He's wearing clothes. And, like, three quarters of the audience, like, ha ha ha, like, it's a rough.
I do, like, a 360, like, behold.
Oh, the laughter escalates. It's the funniest thing to them.
I just have, like, a big-ass sword on my back.
Even Philip in the audience is laughing. Oh, God. Gorbash. Well, for
maybe even saving our lives out there, we from the Buzzblades would like to give you a couple of gifts.
And the guy who always has his arms crossed with the greasy wavy hair, the human, takes off the blade that's just a blade covered in spikes, and he holds it out to you guys and goes, "Here." And it's like, it's this blade that glows yellow and purple, like the team colors. And it has all of the team members present have all signed it. And they're like, "We'd like to give you this and a couple other things as a gift of gratification for all that you've done for us."
Gratification?
You heard me. She gives you a gigantic two-handed advanced melee weapon, a Rack Devastation Blade.
Oh, wow, this is awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's been used on the last 11 seasons of the Buzzblades, so it's a pretty nice thing. Oh, yeah.
Sick.
That's gotta be so valuable. I don't even know Brutarius, but that's gotta be
money. This is a level 7, 2d8. Big ol' weapon.
Mama.
Oh yeah, you know.
That's pretty
good. That's pretty good.
It's got the illuminating fusion, which means that it on an attack, there's a radius of light from the attacker and the attacked that's normal light for one round. And also, it's got the Merciful Fusion, which means that as a swift action, you can make the damage it deals non-lethal, which is a requirement for weapons in Brutaris to deal non-lethal damage. We also like to give you a couple of other things. They give you two more illuminating fusion seals, which allow you to slap them. How fusion seals work is you just slap them on a weapon, and they get the thing, so those are the illuminating seals, and they glow purple and yellow. You also get the called fusion seal, which allows you to teleport a weapon that has it within 100 feet to your hands as a swift action, so you can just, instead of drawing it, you can just poof, and it just appears in your hands. Some jump jet armor upgrades, and Lashunta ringwear. 3 heavy armor. It's a level 8 heavy armor, which is better than what you guys have. And another merciful fusion seal for a weapon to make those things non-lethal damage. And so the Buzzblades are like starting to clap now, like, "Woo yeah! You guys have like a team name or something? We're the Buzzblades."
Yes. Hey, we should come up with a name for our team, you guys.
The crowd laughs.
Alright, guys, we gotta really think about this.
What are we thinking? Focus on science, not creativity.
Should we like huddle up?
Yeah, we do like a little huddle. I like we block huddle. Everybody.
Great, you guys do a little huddle real quick on the stage.
Alright, guys, what are we thinking? We gotta get a cool team name.
I don't know.
I'm really sweating.
What do
guys.
You think, Nub?
Honestly, I could go any way, really. As long as it's cool. We don't have to say it now.
Wow.
We can rain check this.
All right, yeah. This is a good huddle, you guys.
The chloroblasts. Because chlorophyll and blasts.
The chloroblasts?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're the only plant.
That's too plant-related.
Plants are so cool.
I mean,
that's
yeah, but...
That's way too
plant-related.
Plants
are cool, but you're the only plant.
God damn it.
It's not a good representation of our group.
Okay, but let's be the slime boys.
All right.
But there's
I'm
only
okay
one slime boy on our team.
Well,
it's the same problem as the chloroblasts.
Let's cut... Nom pipes up. Let's just come up with this later. We'll just say thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll just have no name for now, but we'll come up with one.
Well, thank you guys so much anyways for helping us out. I hope you enjoy your gifts. It comes from the bottom of our hearts, really. You guys are the best, and the rest of them pipe up like, "Oh yeah, thanks so much." And yes, thank you so much. Oh, you're doing such a great job.
And then that was the Lashunta woman, and then the human man. Yeah, it was nice. Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for this sword. It's pretty dope.
Mm.
I will definitely chop something in half with this.
I'm the reason you have to put merciful weapon fusions on weapons.
Me?
I'm the reason they made that rule.
Oh. You must be pretty badass, dude. I respect that.
Thanks.
Or just really sloppy.
A little tiny tear starts to roll down the cheek until she says that, and then he sucks it back up into his eye and goes, huh?
I said.
Well, maybe I was. And the tear comes back down the face.
Wow, Jesus.
Yaze is like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry, man. Well, anyways, thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of the party, I guess. And she puts the mic back on the mic stand. And the mingling continues.
Gorbash is gonna head out, go upstairs.
Cool.
And he's gonna put this weapon fusion seal on Jenny.
Alright. You can just slap it on and it works as long as the weapon... That's a 7th level weapon fusion seal.
That's right.
So it'll work as long as the weapon is 7th level or lower. So bing, bang, boom.
And then I'll head back down to the party.
Sweet. When you head back, there's a couple of people that are talking to you. There's Risona and Voralyn are talking in the corner. Tarkus, you notice Risona just leaning against the wall. And Romy, actually, the ebony android, comes up to Fimbria. He still has no shoes on, but he's wearing a formal suit. And he comes to you and says, hello, Fimbria. I would like to apologize for yesterday when I made a joke that was not very good.
That's okay, Romy.
Would you like to possibly get a beverage sometime?
Is like a date?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, let me take that back a bit. Would you like to go get a beverage with me, your entire group, and I have a beverage?
Yes.
Okay. He pulls out some note cards again and like looks over, and behind him is Indigo 13 with like illuminating hair that's changing color, and she's like holds two thumbs up.
Aww.
He's like, mm-mm, good. How about tomorrow at 1 p.m.? We'll go get some drinks, maybe.
Well, I have to check with the rest of the group.
Of course. Yes, that is fine with me. Your outfit... He's looking at a note card. Your outfit is well-suited for your body type.
He said, thank you.
Of course.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye. Goodbye. And he walks back, and he like does like a soft little fist pump to himself.
To myself, ooh, that guy's fucking weird.
Jeez. And later, while you guys are mingling, like right after Romy walks off, Yaze comes up to you guys, is like, really, I could not have asked for a better group of people to meet. You guys are the best. And she has gotten drunk as the party's gone on. He goes, honestly, you guys are the holy shit. And you guys turn around, and there's this human man walking up in a new Elysium security outfit, except he has a bunch of different small little badges and colors on his left peck. And he walks up to you with his hands like behind his back held together. And he goes, hello. My name is Kane Zapol. Nice to meet you all.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello. Hi, hello.
I would like to make a couple of things very clear. New Elysium Security is a highly specialized group that deals with pirates. That is our job. It is our job to keep security clean. Somebody or a group of people has stepped onto my side of the mat and tried to clean up themselves. It has made it a little bit worse for us. You see, because the pirates were damaged as they were, once we caught up to them, their ship was disabled and we had to take them in. Holding pirates near New Elysium is a danger because pirates may come and try to get their comrades out. That is also why we do not carry a lot of money on New Elysium. We use digital currency mostly. I would like to make it very clear that the security guards will provide security, and the guests will be guests. Also, I believe your name was Gorbash?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm very excited to have a meeting with you and talk to you about
some of the unclassified bits of information about the security force. However...
Yeah, don't worry about it. I've already seen your whole operation.
Ah, I see. Well, let me make
cameras
some...
Cameras in every room. Two guards every time I leave in and out. It's a pretty tight ship you've got running.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
However, on the bottom floor, there's a whole extra hangar pretty much missing. What do you got down there? Computers, security personnel,
management? That is employees only. Lots of those things, yes. None of which I will provide.
You know you've got a floating haven here, right?
Yes.
I hope your security on board this ship isn't just on the inside. You're going to be attacked by ships, you know.
Oh, we know. This is why we have the Ringwork Sentinels providing cover for that sort of attack. And Ye's pipes in is like,
well,
whoa,
it seems
whoa,
like
whoa.
You've got everything figured out.
Whoa, guys, hey, Kane, you don't have to, you know, fucking, these guys really helped us out.
Kane's like, indeed. Excuse me, I believe it was Gorbash. You're an interesting character. I would like you to, however, apologize to the social manager of the resort in person.
For what?
For getting naked in front of him and many other guests.
You told me I couldn't wear armor.
That's right.
So I took it off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me make myself clear. I have security footage of such event. If maybe the security footage went through the right channels to the stewards, you may or may not become a sex offender. Would you like to apologize?
All right, whatever. I'll apologize.
Good to know. Have fun being guests and guests only. Good night.
Here's the thing, buddy.
He turns back around and look at Dark Squish.
If you want us to be guests only, we did what we had to do. These guys would have died. If you claim you got security, you're going to need to pick up your game.
Romy is right behind Dr. Squish, like uncomfortably close, and goes, yes, I do believe they took the best course of action they could.
Yeah, maybe you should pay us for doing your job.
Yaze is like, yeah, yeah, pay them, yeah, pay them money. I mean, yeah, yeah, you guys suck.
Get out of this, Yaze.
Oh, shit, okay, my bad, for real.
Kane's like, ah, I see, thank you. I will take this information to heart, I'm sure. Have a very good night at the party. And he walks out of the party.
Whatever, screw that guy.
Yeah.
I'm ready to dance.
There hell is a yeah. dance floor and some fast songs are coming on, baby.
Suavemente.
Exactly.
Despacito 3 is on, let's go.
Yes. Yeah, they played Despacito 3 through 312 back to back. And it's... a couple of the Buzzblades are there. What's her freaking name? Virle, the female Lashunta, and Lomer, the agender android, bronze android, are like dancing really fast, really drunk. Tarkus, make a fortitude save really quick.
Oh, shit.
Because that,
he's gonna get
that pill is really kicking in. Oh, boy, what is it?
Oh, no.
What is it, buddy?
Natty.
Yeah, boy. Okay. So,
oh no.
So you look over
dude.
At Indigo.
Oh no.
You look over at Indigo 13's hair, right? Indigo 13 is a personal attendant to Romy, who like gives him advice and is his bodyguard and stuff. And her hair is like undulating colors, and all of a sudden like the color doesn't stop changing. At the end of her hair, it continues across your entire vision until everything is like changing colors, and like people say stuff, and you just get a burst of color, like coming out of their mouth. And there's no pain in the hand, but you are having a really hard trip.
Are you okay, Tarkus?
I'll
take that as a no, I guess.
His pupils dilated.
Oh, his! You can't tell, but his pupils are dilated.
He's got black eyes.
Squish, 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 squish.
Yes.
Squish, squish.
Yes.
Squish.
Yes.
He's gonna grab your eye stalk.
What the fuck is this?
Can you let go of me, please?
Have you heard of me?
This is very uncomfortable.
He's gonna let go. There's
my eye sucks
slime,
in.
Slime. And he's just kind of sit there for a second, just go.
Oh my god.
And then, his newly inputted restraining spinneret is gonna go off on Dr. Squish.
Oh no! Oh no!
Leave the doctor alone.
Cause it's in his hand, so.
Okay. The doctor has to roll a reflex save. Yeah.
Reflex. 17.
Ooh, that hits, right?
Dr. Squish with the
That's the exact DC. And a reflex save, for those who don't know, is a save to avoid something like with your reflexes, and it's based on dex. So it'll be like taking less damage from a grenade explosion by dodging or things like that. Dr. Squish hits it, and you are not entangled, but there is some gross goop that you like quickly like ball up into a little ball, like a baseball-sized ball of sticky web.
Here you go. Here's your ball back.
I'm sorry, Squish.
It's okay.
I didn't mean it.
Little female Sheeran trots up to the group.
Hello, everyone. Hi, my name is Sesta. Nice to meet you all. I noticed you on the docking ramp. I was there the day, Gorbash,
Rhino.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm a travel writer.
I'll explain to you later.
I'd like to interview a couple of you guys. You guys seem really experienced. If you guys have been anywhere outside of the Pact Worlds, can you meet me? I'll send you details. Hey, do you want to, I'll send you all a friend request right now on Keys to New Elysium, actually. And she sends you all a friend request. So let me know if you ever want to talk about that. I love to write. I love talking about different places. So, that would be really nice to do. Hi, I'm Sesta.
Hi, Sesta.
Hello.
That's nice. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, how are you guys liking the party so far?
It's okay.
I'm rolling a sense motive.
Okay, go ahead and roll sense motive.
You don't trust this endearing NPC.
8.
Ooh, hard to read, but she is like her face is changing shape from like regular bug to perfectly square to perfectly triangle to like dodecahedron, but just for you. Not for anybody else.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god. Hey, okay, get it, sense motive.
Yeah. Targus is freaking out.
31.
31? Okay.
Why?
It seems like she, the most of the time she was talking to you guys, she was making eye contact with you, Fimbria.
Yeah.
Because she just assumes. It might be a little bit of a prejudice thing, but she just assumes that a Goron woman, who usually aren't amongst the Pact Worlds, might be from somewhere interesting. And so that's why she approached your group, you think.
All right. Noted. Wait, what's your name?
My name is Sesta.
Sesta.
Yes, Sesta. Nice to meet you guys. I'll see you guys around, I'm sure. You want to dance? Somebody want to dance?
I want to do a perception check to see if anything seems sneaky or suspicious.
Okay, go ahead.
20.
Okay. Nothing seems very suspicious.
Okay.
No one's doing suspicious stuff. That guy Talk, the Yosoki rat guy, he's still fucking chatting up people and like messing with people. But otherwise, nobody seems suspicious. Tarkus, you didn't notice this, but Rissona left a little while into the party, and she's gone. She didn't really like it. Poor Tarkus didn't notice, though, because he was drugged.
Tarkus he was drugged.
As the party comes to an end, after dancing and drinking and drugs, as the party comes to an end, beautiful gala, Fimbria. You're walking to your room between a couple of different hallways, and out of the corner of your eye, you look over and you see this humanoid shaped shadow just pass by down a corridor in a hallway.
Can I, like, rub my eyes and what?
Yeah, you rub your eyes and give a little whoa, and you look over and it's not there when you look again. Like, but it was like looking at a humanoid, like, coated in Venta black paint. Like, it was just a hole, it looked like.
Can you be like, oh, must be a drunk guy.
You do, and you all go to sleep with nary a worry. The fuck? And we'll catch you guys next time.
God damn it.